everyone, welcome. Today is Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. Okay, so I am also streaming on TikTok, or trying to. I have all these new toys. I'm trying to plug everything in. Anyway, everyone, welcome, welcome. And again, welcome everyone who's on any other platform. Today, you know, I've been getting my show's been going a little different. Mainly because of everything that's just going on in the world. And I'm just involved in so many different projects. And it's taking me a lot of different ways. I'm meeting a lot of different people. I've been traveling places to, you know, get some of my projects off the ground, help other people, you know, with their things, as well as trying to run a business. So having said that, I want to talk about, can man love God and hate his brother? Because I see a lot of, you know, when you start talking about religion, and you have people who will say one thing, and then on the other side of their mouth, they're doing the complete opposite. And it's been like that for centuries. You know, religion is one of those things that a lot of people don't like to talk about because they get uncomfortable. But they talk about it when it suits their narrative, when it suits them. everything's fine. But I see a lot of, hey, Angela, welcome back. You know, I see a lot of, you know, things in the world today. I talk to a lot of different people. I talk to a lot of different people, and some of the things that they say consistently amaze me. So again, I come back to, and this is a difficult subject to tackle, but I'm going to try. Can you love God and hate your brother? You know, aren't we all, you know, the Bible says we're all supposed to love everyone, but everyone doesn't love everyone. You know, I see it in my own church. You know, when I go to church, you know, you have people who are praising God on Sunday, and then on Monday, you know, they're doing and saying some awful things against their so-called, quote unquote, brother. So can you can you love God but hate his brother, hate your brother? Is it possible? I mean, it is possible, but it's a struggle. It's a constant struggle. You know, why? Why do we struggle? Or is it a struggle for some, but not a struggle for others? How can we go to church, or even if you're not going to church? And Brina says, hate is in jealous envy or commit acts of violence. Yes, just anything. You know, I know for me, I believe in the Bible. I go to church. I don't go to church every Sunday. I go to church two Sundays out of the month, only because of where my church is. It's a distance. But it is a struggle. Shy lady, what welcome. It is a struggle to love someone who is doing evil towards you. But what about the people who are not doing evil towards you, but you just don't like them, or you hate them? And hate is a very strong word, but there are many people in this world that do hate. How can you proclaim to love God but hate someone for ridiculous reasons? And Brina says, people do it all the time, but it shouldn't be that way. We are supposed to let go and let God and be slow to anger. That's easier said than done sometimes. Yes, it is. You know, and I also realize that we are all human. No one is perfect. We all sin. You know, anyone who says they don't sin, you know, they're absolutely just not telling the truth. They're just not. You know, but you know, we are supposed to be slow to anger, but many of us aren't. I know at times my anger can swell up really, really fast, depending upon what it is, but that's not an excuse. But it is a struggle for me sometimes to love my brother when my brother is doing something crazy that just makes no sense. You know, you hear and you see all the time the videos, or you read the stories where, you know, people go to court and someone has, you know, murdered their loved one or DUI or something. And they say, I forgive you. I'm not that forgiving. I'm not that person. I'm not the person who is going to say, I forgive you. Because honestly, I don't. You know, and people can say, and people have said it to me, hey, Ellie, welcome. You know, people have said it to me, well, wouldn't you want someone to forgive you? Or wouldn't you want someone to do this? Or wouldn't you want someone to forgive you for this? And wouldn't you want someone to forgive you for that? Absolutely. But at the same time, you know, I am human. And at the same time, I am telling the truth of what I will and will not do. Crucible, welcome. You know, so, you know, what Brina said, you know, we're supposed to let go and let God. But everyone is human. And everyone can't let go. Everyone cannot let God. You know, to me, the people who go to court and say, I forgive you, to me, in my head, and again, this is just me, those are extraordinary people. They're extraordinary people. Because there are some things to me that, I'm sorry, I'm not going to forgive you for. You will get your forgiveness from God, but you're not going to get it from me. So again, can a man love God and hate his brother? Yes? No? I mean, again, this is difficult. You know, and again, I say that from the many people that I've talked to, especially within the last couple of months, only because of, again, some projects that I'm working on, and to hear some of the stories that people have told me, to see some of the things that people have shown me, to see things up close and really just in its raw element, it's a struggle. It is a struggle. Now, again, if you believe in the Bible, you have the Old Testament and you have the New. The Ten Commandments were in the Old. And God realized that man was not perfect. There was no way that we could keep those commandments. We just couldn't do it. So he sent his son, Jesus, if you believe in God, to die for our sins. You know, to, you know, he took the brunt of our sins. But there's still that question of love. Can you still honestly say that you love God, but you hate your brother? You know, and for me, that's a struggle that I have. Because there are some people that I do hate. There are some people that I'm not saying I don't have a dislike for them or an intense dislike for them. There are people that I actually hate because of what they represent, who they are, the things they have done, and they're just pure evil. They're just pure evil. So can you still love God but hate someone because they're evil? Can you love God but hate Jeffrey Dahmer? I don't know why he always bring up Jeffrey Dahmer, but he's always the first serial killer that comes to my mind. You know, but can you love God but hate Jeffrey Dahmer? Can you hate the person who killed your loved one? Not only killed him, but he ate him. Can you love someone who you know killed your family member, but they refuse to say where their body is? Can you still, you know, can you still say that you love God? And that's why I say it's a struggle. It's a constant struggle because we are human. We are human. But I do believe that there are people who are just evil. I believe that there are some people in this world who know doggone well what they should and should not do, but they do it anyway. They're just evil. And evil to me comes in all different shapes and forms. You know, I think that the human race, for all of God's intentions on what he wanted us to be, no matter who, whomever you think God is, I think we, you know, when Eve bit that apple, it changed the entire landscape for humans. And that's why I always say, and I will continue to say, and there are some people who don't like me saying this, when I say God needs to start over, put humans at the bottom, and put animals at the top. Because I don't think an animal hates his brother. I don't think when a lion looks at, you know, a rabbit, he hates the rabbit. I think he's looking at that rabbit as a food source. And once he's had his fill, he goes on about his way. But humans, some of us just hate just to hate. Just to hate because we can, or because somebody else does, or because the way someone looks, or what, or the way someone, you know, walks or talks, whatever. So can we love God and hate our brother? That's my question. Let's see. Brina says, we let our ego get ahead of us and say and do things we don't mean. I think it's because people don't even know how to sit silent anymore. And Brina, I was talking about that yesterday. There are times when we do need to sit silent. See everyone saying hello to each other. And Crucible says it's complicated. Chalet says many people who follow the Bible know that God commands us to love one another as you love God and to love your enemies. Very hard for probably 99% of people. Let's see. Ellie says hatred has detrimental effects on one's spirit. Animals can't reason. That's why. I don't know, Crucible, about that one. And Brian says, even myself, I've tried to get some meditation in my mind. Well, I'm sorry, let me read this again. Even myself, I tried to get in meditation in my mind. It's too busy. Okay. Crucible, welcome.
Hi, Solid. Yeah, this is a complicated subject, and I don't want to get too semantical here, but when you ask the question, maybe that wasn't your question, but you know, can you love God and hate your brother, or can you love God and hate your fellow man? And I think the answer to that is probably a qualified maybe. There's a verse in the Bible. It's from John. I don't know if it's the Old or New Testament, but it says something to the effect, anybody who says they love God and hates this fellow man is a liar. Now, I think when you broadly say mankind, then I think you're right to say, no, it's impossible to love God and hate mankind. But individual men, yes, individual men are worthy of hatred and scorn. They're flawed human beings just like the rest of us. They do bad things. Provided I think, and I'm no theologian, provided you seek forgiveness for that hatred in your heart, I think that is what God cares about. God created us. He knows he created flawed human beings. If he didn't want us to hate, he would have removed that temptation or that quality, if you want to call it that, from our ability to feel that. So I think he understands that he put us on this earth and we're going to feel human emotions because we're not deities. We're not God. We're human beings and we feel things. So I think it's natural to hate somebody who's betrayed you, somebody who's killed your family, somebody who's done you wrong. I don't know what other word there is to describe that except hate. I don't happen to hate anybody in my life currently. I'm not sure I ever have, but there's plenty of people who I've wished very, very bad things on. So is that a form of hate? Probably. But I do think it is possible to love God and have, maybe hate is a little strong, but very, very strong disdain and dislike for individual people or individual men as opposed to mankind.
Well, you can say mankind, but I was, you know, I'm not saying mankind. I'm saying his brother. I'm not talking about mankind. I'm talking about his brother. Can you love God and hate your neighbor because your neighbor is a different color? Can you love God and hate your coworker because they are of a different religious background? You know, I'm not talking about mankind.
Right,
I'm not talking about mankind. I'm talking about, can you, you know, is it possible to love God and say you love God, but you hate someone just because?
Well, that's a different story now. You know, now you're now injecting some variables into it. If you hate somebody because they've legitimately done you wrong, I think that's an understandable emotion, and I think that's a forgivable emotion by God. But if you hate somebody simply because of who they are or what color their skin is or what religion they are, that's not a natural human emotion. There's something wrong with that emotion. So I don't think it's possible for that person to claim that they love God, but they hate their neighbor because their neighbor is a different religion or a different color.
Well, and again, at the beginning of the show, I put those variables there. I said, you know, either, you know, you hate them because they are different from you, or you hate them because they have, you know, done something to you. I covered all of the variables that were there. But I'm just saying, because again, I come back to myself and I'm, you know, being honest. You know, I am saying that it is a constant struggle. It is a constant struggle. And like Charlie says, many people who follow the Bible know that God commands us to love one another as you love God and to love your enemies. You know, and it is hard for 99% of the people because we are all human. And that is why I also said that when God made the Ten Commandments in the First Testament, the Second Testament, when he sent his son down to die for us, is because 99% of the people could not, you know, love God as you would your enemy, you know? So, you know, and then I also said, you know, when I started the show that, you know, it is just, we are all human, you know, and what one person is able to do, another person can't. A lot of people want to throw this, you know, well, aren't you supposed to love God? Aren't you supposed to love God? I have heard that from so many people who are trying to fit it into a narrative. It's a narrative that works for them when it's convenient. But those same people will turn around and talk about somebody like a dog. So can you sit up there and say to someone, well, shouldn't you love God? Well, didn't God, you know, say that we should love each other? You know, when someone's, you know, calling them out, you know, but then when, you know, when it's convenient, all of a sudden, oh, well, God, you know. So again, you know, should we use God as an excuse? Should we use God as a narrative to push our own belief or our argument or whatever? Shouldn't we leave God out of it? Is that disrespectful to bring him in when it's convenient? Because the bottom line is, like I said, we are all sinners, all of us. And no matter how you want to me, this is just my own opinion. No matter how you want to say it, play it, whatever, we are hypocrites, all of us. Some of us, to me, more than others, but we are all hypocrites, especially when we talk about religion. that's just, you know, again, my opinion. And Brina says, no, it's not right to use God as an excuse in every situation. We shouldn't point fingers like that. But Brina, again, we do, because we are human. You know, and Crucible, to what you said about, you know, animals can't reason, I disagree. I think animals can reason. I think animals have more sense than a lot of human beings. You know, I've seen animals do things where it's like, you're over here acting a fool, and another one, you know, and this other animal would just walk, you know, just walk away or whatever. I think animals can reason. I think animals have a lot of reason. And the animals that don't have the reasons, the animals that are always constantly acting out, are humans.
Well, from what, I don't want to get into a whole, I know this is not the topic of your show, but from what I've read about that thing, because it came up on another show, somebody's show a few weeks back, and what I've understood about it is they have limited, they're highly perceptive with very limited thinking ability. When I say thinking, I mean beyond instinct. They're instinctive, and you just said it a little earlier. The animal is not necessarily reasoning. He's thinking about eating that thing for dinner. So they have high perceptive abilities, but I don't know that anyone's been able to prove their ability to reason, because reason is a ability to figure out right and wrong. And animals don't do right and wrong. They do instinct. But anyway, well, that's just my two cents.
Well, I don't know. I kind of disagree with that, because when, you know, if my dogs get into something that they shouldn't and I call them out, the first thing they do is they drop that head and they look at you like, I'm caught, because they knew what they were doing was wrong. You know, so, but again, I'm not going to get into the whole animal thing again, but when it comes to humans, we have just messed up so many things. We have messed up so many things. I don't care how you want to say it, put it, whatever. This is not about color. It's not about politics. It's not about gender, whatever. We as a group of people have messed up so much. We have taken a world that should have been just, you know, given to us on a platter. And we have screwed it up. And we're constantly screwing it up. It's not animals that are doing that. It's us. So maybe the next time around, God doesn't create humans. Just let animals just roam. Maybe we would still have the Garden of Eden, you know, that's Eden, if it was just animals. And we left the humans out of it. Maybe that's what should have happened. You know, but again, I do love God. But like I said, there are some people that I do hate. Do I have reason to hate them? For me, I do. But it is a struggle. And like I said before, those people who stand up in court and say, I forgive, I applaud those people. I applaud those people 100%, because I am not that person. Hey, Jelly, welcome. You know, I am absolutely not that person. Power Girl, welcome. Charlie says humans are flawed, but the inventions have come up with, let's see, but the inventions that we've come up with have, I'm trying to okay, let me read this again. Humans are flawed, but the invention they come up with just blow my mind. I mean, yes, we do invent things. You know, so I don't know. Do you think they really mean it, or virtue signaling? What do you mean? Do they really mean it?
You lost the people who stand up in court and say that they forgive their perpetrator, or the person who killed their family or did whatever they did. I don't doubt that a lot of them are sincere, but sometimes I wonder if they're doing it for effect or if they're standing up there to appear to be better than the rest of us. I certainly don't want to put myself in their shoes, but I often wonder, is it possible for somebody who just killed your family or did whatever horrific thing they did to you, is it possible for you to stand there and say, I legitimately, straight up, forgive you, as if you parked my car next to a fire hydrant and got me a $100 ticket. Those are not the same thing. So I'm just curious if people genuinely, sincerely are forgiving, or they just want to sound like they're forgiving, or they're trying to get to the forgiveness part, or if they're just virtue signaling, trying to make themselves feel better.
I don't think that they're trying to make themselves feel better. I think that they truly, for me, I think that they truly do believe that, because you have to remember, these are not people who someone killed their family on Monday and then they're in court the following week. You're talking about that, you know, you've had, you know, a couple of months or maybe for some cases years to get to the point where you actually see this person again in court. So they have had a chance, mm-hmm. you know, to look and, you know, and see and whatever. But I do believe that they truly believe, you know, that they are.
Well, and Shy Lady and Brina made some comments, and they're very, very good points. They could be just trying to keep their own sanity. They keep maybe just willing themselves to it, trying to have discipline and whatnot. So, yeah, those are all fair points.
Well, Ellie is gone, but Ellie, thank you for popping in. You know, I mean, so it may, and you know, maybe they are. You know, I have heard people say on this show constantly, if you don't forgive, you're going to have this. If you don't forgive, you are going to feel that. If you hold a grudge, then you're going to do this. You are going to feel all these kinds of ways. I don't. And you all have heard me before say that I can hold a grudge, and I can. I have no problem with it. You know, if there's someone that I don't like, whatever, you know, it's like, okay. And, you know, if I see them again, they are invisible to me. I can literally stand and have a conversation with It could be me, you, and then the person that I don't like. I can ignore them as if they're not even there. They don't exist. So, but can I legitimately say that I love God? Can I? I mean, I think I can, yes. But at the end of the day, the only person that I have to answer to is him. And if he decides to say, Solid, you know what? This is the end of days, and I have to decide who's coming to heaven and who's not. He may say, you're not, because you held that grudge or you didn't forgive. You know, and that's something I will have to deal with. Not anyone else, but me. At least that's how I see it. Shy Lady, welcome. And Bro, welcome.
Hey, Solid and everyone else. Since we were on the subject of forgiveness, I was reminded by, and I'm sure a lot of people in the chat and on the call may recall, there was a police officer here in the area where I live in Dallas. She went into this man's apartment and thinking that it was hers, and he's sitting in his own apartment eating ice cream on the couch, and she shot the man in cold blood. I can't remember how long it was before she went on trial. It wasn't right away, but it might have been within a year. And at the end of the trial, and they were about to sentence her, the mother and the brother of the deceased said they would forgive her. And the brother even hugged her, as well as the judge. But the thing is, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because they were very forgiving at the time of the sentencing and all that. But this woman, this cop who killed this man, who's 24 years old, had a good job, not bothering anybody. He was from one of the Caribbean islands. And she tried to, instead of her doing her 10-year sentence, which was a very light sentence, instead of her doing her 10-year sentence, she tried to appeal through her attorneys to be freed. She didn't feel like she did. I think she was only in jail for maybe 9 months. And she went to her attorney and said, like, hey, I don't need to be serving this time. Get me out of here. And the mom was furious. She was furious. So to me, when I heard how upset the mom was, I was thinking to myself, does she really forgive her if she's this upset? Does that mean she forgave her then? Does she not forgive her now because this woman don't want to serve time in jail for 10 years? I don't know.
Well, Shy Lady, I mean, you bring up a good point, but shouldn't it be where I forgive you, but you still have to serve your sentence?
Absolutely.
So isn't it, I understand. So is it a matter of now I don't forgive you because you want to give out, or is it the fact that, you know, you did something wrong? And let's not even bring the forgiveness part in it. The fact that you did something wrong. Serve your time. Don't all of a sudden say that I shouldn't be here. So, you know, yes. I don't think it's a matter of, oh, I'm not forgiving you now because now you want to get out. I think it's the fact of now, you know, you're being disrespectful and you're trying to get out of something.
She was very upset about that. That she's like, you know, you need to serve your time. But I mean, she was furious. And she was a totally different person in the news at that time because she was just furious. She just was the opposite of what she was. What I'm saying, she was the total opposite of what she was on that day.
Right, but it was also, but you're also looking at a different situation.
True.
You know, so I don't think that she should be, you know, that she should be chastised for doing one thing on one day when, you know, you're going to turn around and, I mean, that's just like saying, you know, you have your son comes over my house and he breaks something and you say that you're going to pay for it. But then as soon as you see the bill, it's like, well, wait, no, you said you're going to pay for it. You know, so it's a completely different situation. So, and then Bro says the Jews didn't forgive the Germans. Crucible says you can't blame someone for wanting to be out of jail. No, you can't. Bro says, yes, the judge did give her a hug and kiss and a Bible. I think that the judge was out of line for doing that. We are always asked to forgive. I mean, you know, that's why I say, you know, if you're going to be honest, you know, I don't think it's right for people to say to you, you should forgive, or forgiveness, if you don't forgive, then you're going to carry around with you. You know what, again, you don't know what people are going to carry around with them and how they are going to do things, whatever. But again, I come back around and Shy Lady, I'm going to ask you this question. So can the mother still love God, but be, you know, be disgusted with what this lady did, who was a cop? You know, can she be disgusted with what this woman did?
Absolutely. I was even surprised when I saw an old video of Mamie Till Mobley. And she said that she felt sorry for the man that killed her son because it was a tremendous thing of to deal with. And I think she didn't actually say this, but I think that she was thinking that they're going to hell.
But you
know
what?
They're going to hell for what they did, and for that, I feel sorry for them.
And for something like that, I absolutely agree 100% because those are people who just did not care. They could care less, you know, with what they did. You know, they were laughing and joking and what have you. And, you know, so, and then Bro says, let's stop being holier than thou. We need to stop being the bigger person. Absolutely. You know, we do need to stop being holier than thou. Now, I'm not knocking the people because I truly believe the people who can stand up in court or whatever and say, I forgive you. I truly do believe that they are forgiving that person at that time, whatever. I don't think that they're being holier than thou, but I think you are being holier than thou when you say, well, you should forgive and you should forgive and you should forgive, you know? And to me, it's like, you know, I've heard many times when people say two wrongs don't make a right. You know, no, but were you saying that when that wrong was going on? No. But all of a sudden now the wrong may be coming to you, and all of a sudden, well, two wrongs don't make it right. Let's forgive. Let's, you know, no, you know, but yet you, but these are the same people who proclaim the love to love God. I hear you, Crucible. You know, that there are people who proclaim to love God, you know, what have you, but they, again, that's where the hypocrisy comes in. At least my opinion, again, Crucible.
Well, you just said earlier, you know, the Bible, God says, you know, you should love each other and you should practice forgiveness. And now here we are flipping the bird to God saying, screw that. Don't want to do that. So are we able to pick and choose which parts of the Bible fit our narrative at that particular time? Is forgiveness something we should practice all the time or never? And if God says we should do it, do we pick and choose what he says? So I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here as far as, you know, when the person, that woman was in jail, yes, I'm sure she was very contrite. I'm sure she was very sorry, but she spent 9 months in jail. She got a taste of it, and she decided, I'm going to avail myself of all the legal options I have to get the hell out of here. It doesn't mean she wasn't still contrite or didn't still feel like she needed to be some sort of a penance, but that's between her and God, not between her and the penal system. So you can't distort things because people behave in a certain way. I'm just looking for some consistency here is all I'm looking for.
And you are right. And I did not say that thing about the Bible. Shy lady said that. So let's get that clear. So I'm not flipping the bird, you know, whatever, but I am going to say that unless you are innocent of a crime. And we all know that there are many people who go to jail who are innocent of things that they didn't do, whatever. But there are people who go to jail who are guilty of the things that they did. Now, yes, you have the right to avail yourself to the court or whatever and say, hey, you know, can we appeal this? You know, maybe if I got another lawyer, this lawyer can get me off, whatever. You know, I'm just saying that, you know, if in the situation that Shy Lady brought up, I was not saying anything about her, you know, getting out of jail or flipping the bird. I just said that if you were convicted of this crime, of something that you did do, now all of a sudden don't, you know, try to, you know, now what I was saying to Shy Lady, that I had no problem with the mother getting upset with this woman wanting to get out of jail because she was guilty of the crime of murder. So I'm not flipping the bird. I'm not talking out of both sides of my mouth. I was answering a question and giving my opinion. Crucible.
No, I'm saying that if we're going to invoke God at certain times in our lives, I think we have to have some consistency. I don't think it's something we should pick up and put down at our convenience. That's all I'm saying.
No, you're right. You're right. But at the same time, and Crucible, you and I have had this conversation before about where, you know, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. And it's like two wrongs don't make a right when something's happening to the other person. But when it was happening to everybody else, yesterday or the day before, it was fine. So, you know, let's have some consistency here. You know, don't say two wrongs don't make a right when it's, you know, to fit what someone else, what you're trying to say, not you personally, but what, you know, a person's trying to say when it's convenient for them. And Bro says, Black people in America are never forgiven. Let's not be hypocritical. That's a whole different topic, Bro. If we're going to be hypocritical, then let's never invoke him. Okay, you have a point. If we're not going to be hypocritical. And bro has a point. No one should ever talk about God. We should never talk about God. We should never say, I love God, and you know, God wants us to forgive. We shouldn't do that. I mean, that's a very good point. That's why I said this topic was very complicated and it was difficult. Shy Lady, you want to say anything before bro comes up here? Hold on, bro. I'm pulling you up. Okay, bro.
I'm sorry, my telephone froze out. Listen, this show is really good, because you know what this show does? This show is putting people's intellect the pedal to the metal. Let me tell you why. Because we don't understand when we're being hypocrites. Check this out. If you can say to a black person, well, you have to be forgiven. Nobody ever asked Jews to forgive. Nobody has ever asked the British to forgive. No, we're the only people on the planet that people have no problem saying, hey, you gotta forgive the person.
Okay, bro, you're going in and out.
Put this knee on your neck for 8 minutes and 90 seconds.
You're, 9 minutes and 29 seconds. Okay, bro, you are going, bro, you're going in and out. You're going in and out. Bro, you're going in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
You're going in and out. So I don't know if you're driving and maybe you want to pull up. I can hear you now.
9 minutes and 29 seconds. Well,
whatever it was, whatever it was, let me just say this.
Bro, you are going in and out.
Why don't you leave and come back. Go out and come back.
Bro, you're going.
Bro, leave and come back, because even.
All right, let me come. Can you hear me now?
You're going in and out, so I don't know if you're driving.
Really able to forget.
Okay, so hopefully he got that message. Crucible. Yeah, it's like it's slow motion. So,
yeah, he makes an interesting point about the hypocrisy of invoking God when we need him, and then maybe questioning his advice, if that's the right word, under circumstances where we would prefer not to follow God's word. So, is the answer to never deal with God at all on any level for any reason? That seems extreme. We are flawed people. Let's not forget that. We're flawed people. So I don't think there's any chance that that's going to happen. But let's just say in a perfect world, if it was possible, would we be better off never invoking God and then always acting on our worst instincts? Because without God as our sort of our compass, our guiding light, if you will, if we choose to use him or her for that, that's, you know, then I guess, yeah, I think at that point we're worse off than if we invoke him on an inconsistent way. I think any conversation with God is a good one, but again, we're going to make a lot of mistakes and we're going to be inconsistent. But in a world, Brina made a good point in the chat, we've removed God from a lot of things. I don't think we're better for it. So to remove him even further, and I respect where bro is coming from, he makes a very good point. I think to remove him further would be more detrimental than helpful.
True, but we cannot expect, you know, one group of people to do one thing and then don't expect the same from another group of people. So, shy lady.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was done. I don't have anything to say. I agree with Brooke. I definitely agree with this thing. You can't, and what Crucible said as well, you can't expect to have one group to do one thing and the other group not to. So I agree with everyone.
You sound like my son. I agree. I'm being politically correct. Bro, okay, let's try it again.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right. What I was saying was, it's very hypocritical for us to be the only people who you ever ask to forgive, and we don't be the ones that invoke God. Other people invoke God when they're talking to us, and they say, we're a Christian society. You're not Christian if you're just going around killing people wholesale and then asking the people that you kill wholesale to forgive you. That's very hypocritical. That's diabolical. So you're asking me to forgive people to the tune of a monster that they created spiritually? Because my God won't allow people to just kill people wholesale like that and ask me to forgive people. Or ask people to forgive. Arrogant that my God, I'm not that arrogant.
Okay.
They ask us to forgive out of arrogance. And that's a sin before the God that they serve.
I agree with you 100%. Brina says, I'm thinking people became afraid of God conversation because of the vultures that will use his word for their evil. God isn't supposed to be glamorous and he's not a genie. People aren't patient enough to learn. Let's see. Brina says, damn the Matrix. I want to hear what he has to say. You know, again, guys, I said, you know, When I posted this show, I knew it was going to be a complicated show, and it is. Whenever, you know, you invoke God, you know, and hate and hypocrisy and love and forgiveness, I mean, it gets complicated, you know, because we are a society full of imperfect, hypocritical, talking out of both sides of our mouth people, you know, but we do expect more of some than we do of others. We expect, you know, this, you know, person, I mean, we see it all the time just in government. We expect this party to do this, but we don't allow, or we don't think the other party should. And then when it's reversed, then it's like, well, we expect this person to do it, but we don't expect that person to do it. You know, we see it, you know, in families. You know, it's okay for boys to do certain things, but girls can't do it because of their gender. You know, the you still have parents who feel that, oh no, a girl, you know, shouldn't wear, you know, pants, you know, whatever. You know, they're supposed to wear dresses and whatever, you know, or girls shouldn't try out for baseball or football or whatever because they're girls. But then on the same thing, you have some families where the son wants to be a chef and learn how to cook. That's considered sissy. We're hypocrites within our own families. We're hypocrites on the job. You give, you know, a promotion to this person because, well, you know, they're this. Well, so, but the other person is clearly better, but you know, for whatever reason. So we're just that type of person.
Can I say something really quick?
If you can stay out of the Matrix, sure.
Okay. I'm sorry. Just call me Neo. Listen, don't you know that when Dylann Roof killed those, well, injured nine and killed, well, killed nine and injured two, that was 11 people altogether. Within an hour, those people at that church was on television saying that they forgave him. Kyrie Irving just posted something from Twitter. He didn't have a caption or any, and they made him pay $500,000. Made him have to talk. That we didn't make Dylann Roof have to dialogue with Bill Cosby and others. We don't do people like, we forgive people. And how can the people that, the very people that do us that way, ask us to forgive? I mean, that's crazy. That's, I mean, like me for.
I mean, no, bro, I understand what you're saying, because I'm still trying to figure out what Whoopi Goldberg did wrong. You know, I mean, again, we live in a hypocritical society, you know, but these same people, and again, you know, we want to invoke God. So again, all of us, can we say we love God? And some people don't love God. Some people don't think that God, you know, he even exists. You know, can we say we love God and still do all the things? You know, I mean, me, Dylann Roof, I wouldn't have been forgiving him. Someone who was invited into a prayer meeting and sat there for almost an hour with a gun, knowing doggone well what he was planning to do when he walked into that church. I'm not forgiving him. I'm not that person. And I don't have a hard time saying that. I don't have a hard time saying that I hold a grudge. I have no problem saying that. I'm going to be honest and I'm going to be upfront, because that's who I am. If you want to come back and throw it in my face, that is fine. But I'm not that forgiving person. But I do love God. But I will say that the things that he asked me to do, I can't do it. Because I'm not perfect. I am an imperfect person. And I admit that. And if people want to throw it up in my face later, that's fine. But I am an imperfect person. And I know this. Crucible?
I guess along those lines, you may have answered my question, but so by that description, and maybe you're not saying it, if I'm putting words in your mouth, just tell me, is it okay to not forgive, but to ask forgiveness? If we don't give it, should we expect it back in return?
For some people, yes, but Crucible, I'm going to say this, and people who know me, I'm talking about people who know me, and Shy Lady, you know, you're one of those people who know me. I don't ask people to forgive me. I don't expect forgiveness at all. If people want to offer it to me, that's up to them, but I don't expect it. So, Crucible, for other people, should you expect it? If you can't give it, that's up to the individual person. But for me, I don't expect forgiveness. If I do something to you and I say I am sorry, and if you choose not to accept it or forgive me, I'm not going to be bent out of shape. It's something that I don't expect. So I would say, Crucible, well, it's up to the individual person.
If you don't expect it, why would you even ask for it then?
I just said that I don't ask for it.
You just said if you want to give me forgiveness.
No, what I said was you're not listening. I said that if I do something to you, and if I say, I am sorry, if you choose to forgive me, that's up to you. But I am not saying, I am not coming to you and say, Crucible, can you forgive me? I am not doing that. I can't apologize for something, but it's up to you if you choose.
Well, isn't that the same? Aren't we splitting hairs here?
No. I trying to have me split hairs.
No, I'm just saying, when you ask, when you give an apology, you're asking somebody to forgive you. That's what you're doing.
No, no, I disagree. I disagree. If well, I we're splitting if, hairs if, now. No, no, because if I okay, if we're in the store and I bump into your shopping cart and I say, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not asking your forgiveness to forgive me for bumping into your cart. I am just saying I'm sorry because I did something wrong, or I wasn't looking, or I wasn't paying attention, and I'm saying I am sorry. How am I splitting hairs?
It's implied when you apologize to somebody. What are you apologizing for? What are you asking them? What are you asking them to acknowledge and overlook?
I'm not asking you to overlook anything.
If you don't want to use the word forgiveness, that's fine. But you're asking somebody to acknowledge and overlook it. If that's not forgiveness, then I don't know what it is.
Well, then we completely disagree because. Bro says it's not semantics.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Charlene.
I don't mean to interrupt. I think, and I'm not taking your side. You know how I am as well. I don't take sides. I say what I believe. Mm-hmm. And you and I, we go back and forth on things that we don't agree with. We just say, you know what? Let's just agree to disagree. So I'm not a yes person. Let me just say that. But what I think is, Crucible is misunderstanding what you're saying. You can offer a person an apology, but that doesn't mean that you're expecting them to forgive you. You're not expecting anything. You're just saying, I was wrong, and that's it. That's what you're saying when you're saying you're sorry. Now, there was a situation where I was at church, and it was a woman who was upset. She went to her high school reunion. We had a women's group, and she wanted to share with the women that she went to her high school reunion. I think it had been 20 years or something. And she was considered a mean girl. And the girl that she had been mean to, it had been bothering her for all these years, and she wanted to make it her business to go and apologize to this woman who's 20 years older. And say, you know what? I was so wrong back in the day. I would ask for your forgiveness. Will you forgive me for all the stuff I did? You know what the woman said? No, I don't forgive you. She said, okay. I don't forgive you at all. And the woman came to us saying, she was like looking for us for answers. Like, I feel so bad. She won't forgive me. I was so sincere about coming to her. And it hurt my feelings that she said no, because I was sincere. I was really sincere about what I said, and it hurt my feelings that she won't forgive me. And I was like, and I said to her, I said, you can't make people accept your, you can't apologize to people and expect them to forgive you. You have to move on. If she doesn't want to accept your apology, you're going to have to move on, period. But it really bothered her. It really bothered her that after all these years, 20 years later, this woman was like, no.
You know, and she had the right to say that. But see, but to me, you know, like you said, and Crucible says, I'm not misunderstanding. I'm disagreeing. I would have to disagree that you are misunderstanding what I'm saying. But, you know, again, we can go back and forth on that. But, you know, but I think that if you say you're sorry to someone, you're not asking for forgiveness. The woman, the scenario that Shy Lady said, that woman specifically went and asked for forgiveness. And it was up to the person who she was asking to say yes or no. You know, so everyone, you know, again, some people seek it out. Other people don't. I don't seek out forgiveness. If someone chooses to forgive me for something that I did, that's up to them. If I choose to forgive someone for something that someone else has done, then that is up to me. I have forgiven people for things that they have done to me, for them not even asking me for forgiveness.
Solid Blue, can I bring some clarity real quick?
Go ahead.
All right, check this out. If I apologize, that's something that I do. If they forgive, that's something that they have to do. Let me give you an example really quick. I could walk into a club tonight and go in there and say, ho, and step on somebody's foot and say, I'm sorry. And if they want to, they could still try to knock me out. Do you understand?
Yes.
See, but when you ask people to forgive you, you're asking them to almost act like nothing ever happened. Forgiveness is way harder than accepting somebody's apology.
It is. It is. And that's why I'm saying, if you go into that club and you step on someone's toes, I mean, when you think about all the people in the course of a day all over the world who may bump into someone, people get into car accidents. Someone is getting out of their car, you know, at the market or at the mall, whatever, and they open up their door and they hit someone's car door, the person sitting inside, you know, and you're saying, oh, sorry, whatever. Are you saying, oh, please forgive me, whatever? No, you're not. You're acknowledging something that you did. You're not apologizing. Now, if again with what Shy Lady says, if you go and seek out an apology, if you say, I'm sorry that, you know, I was this bully all those years ago, can you forgive me? Then you're asking for forgiveness. But if you do some random thing that we all do every single day, then, and you just say, oh, sorry, or oh excuse me, whatever, you're not asking for forgiveness. You're acknowledging something that you did.
Don't you know most of the stuff that you would apologize for ain't even worth asking forgiveness? If I was walking backwards and accidentally bumped into you and said, oh, sorry, ma'am, I'm not asking you to forgive me. I would ask you to forgive me if my son did something to your son, or my family stole something from your, you know, that's something to ask for forgiveness for. But bumping into, I don't give a damn if you don't forgive me. I'm going to just say, excuse me, and keep on going. See, we got to understand the value of a thing, and the value of killing somebody's kid or killing somebody's people. That's worth asking for forgiveness for. You don't apologize. You don't say, I'm sorry that my family shot your family up. You ask them people to forgive you for that. That's too big.
No, and you make a good point, and I want to read what Jelly says, because Jelly is also making the point that I'm trying to make, is running into someone with a trolley and saying sorry is being polite. Doesn't mean I'm asking them to forgive me. And Jelly, you don't have to stop. You know, so, and Crucible, I'm not saying, you know, that you have to be quiet. I'm just explaining what I was saying. I was just saying that what Shy Lady said, what Bro said, what Jelly said, is that every apology is not an act of forgiveness. A lot of it is just being a considerate person. A lot of it, if you bump into someone, you do something, whatever, then that's just, oh, sorry, you know, whatever. I'm not saying, can you please give me your forgiveness in the middle of aisle two while we're in Target? I'm not asking that. You know, but like Bro said, you know, you kill someone's family, you know, you run over someone with a car, you know, your kids, you know, who you've consistently said, can you please ask your kids not to play ball in front of my house? They might break my window. You keep asking them. And then the window breaks and you say, you come and apologize. Yeah, you may want some for forgiveness for that, because I've been telling you over and over. But just to say a random sorry, that's not forgiveness. That's not asking for forgiveness. That is why I say I don't expect anyone to forgive me, because it's up to them if they choose to forgive me for whatever I have done, if I've really done them a wrong. I don't expect forgiveness, but I will apologize for things that I have done wrong, if I think I have done something wrong, or just out of, like Jelly said, out of common courtesy. you know, I bump into you or I do this, it's, you know, hey, I'm sorry, ma'am, sorry, whatever. Whew, Lord. Oh, I said we were going to get into the weeds on this one, and I knew we were. And just these topics are also a constant struggle, a constant struggle. Brina says, Crucible, don't shut up. It's a discussion. Nobody wins or anything. Absolutely. Absolutely. It is a discussion. It's a discussion. And sometimes we agree. Sometimes we disagree. But when I click in and the show's over, I have moved on. So, crazy, we give you enough variables on this show. And I'm going to start with Crucible. Do you have any last words? Because we are past the hour.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, in these kinds of discussions, we are all a study in contrasts. We're all walking, talking contradictions. We're all the embodiment of hypocrisy. And I think it's interesting, maybe not interesting is the right word, but ironic that we embrace or we acknowledge the inconsistencies in the hypocrisy in other people. We see it very clearly, but we're not so quick to see it in ourselves a lot of times. We give ourselves a lot of passes. We give ourselves excuses, but we're all guilty of the same thing. It's to what degree and under what circumstances. So I think it's a fascinating conversation, and we're always going to be in contradiction. We're always going to be in conflict. Should we do this or should we do that? And a lot of times we're going to be wrong, but that's the power of rationalization. When we're able to rationalize our behavior and indict others for theirs, that's a very slippery slope, but I don't see any way around it. But I just think it's one of these things we're going to have to live with. But I thought it was a really interesting conversation today. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Shy Lady, do you have any last words of wisdom today?
No, I don't. Just want to say, if anybody's thinking about anybody out there thinking about pointing the finger or judging anybody, just look at yourself.
You know, and that's true. And I have to say, you know, when Shy Lady said that we disagree, you know, from all the years and years and years and years and years and years, we have known each other and have been friends. I mean, the other day we were on the phone. I mean, we were texting back and forth each other. I mean, seriously disagreeing with each other. But at the end of the text, you know, it was all good. We're laughing. We're talking about something else. So, you know. Everybody's not going to agree. Everybody's not going to disagree, but everyone should have a right to say what they want to say and move on. So, Shy Lady, thank you. Bro.
You know I do. You know I do.
Well, bro, before you start, I just have to say one thing. When bro first came on my show, last year, one thing that just always tickles me about you, because you always say, Solid Blue, let me just say this. And every time you say that, that just tickles me. But anyway, go ahead.
You know what it is I think we have a component in our mind that's predisposed to hypocrisy. Let me tell you why I say that. Simply because if we're doing something, like say, for instance, you audition for a part in a Tyler Perry movie and you really want that part, you're going to want them people to judge you and judge you as the winner. But it's ironic that when we're not doing something so well as a part for the Tyler Perry movie and just doing some stuff we ain't got no business doing. It's funny how people say, oh, don't judge me. When you point the finger, it's other fingers pointing back at you. But if you're doing something twisted and don't want it called out, you're just as hypocritical as the individual that's being the hypocrite that's doing the judging and finger pointing. We got to understand, like Crucible just said, we got to look not only at other people, but we got to look at ourselves and let's see if we can judge ourselves to the same degree and hold ourselves to the same standard as we hold everybody else. Thank you, Sally Bloom.
This is true, but do we all do that? I mean, I try my best to hold myself to the same standards. I really, really do. I don't always succeed, but I do try. And when, you know, I try to, here's I'm going to say it. I try to tell my truth, and that's the only thing that I personally can do. Well, that is the, let's see, Brina says, yeah, learn from one another, so be a good example. Typho, welcome. Serotonin, welcome. But we are about to end the show. But again, thank you all for coming, and tomorrow is going to be another, another topic. So with that, I am going to leave you guys with, what did I upload yesterday? I'm gonna leave y'all with, Regina Bale. And, hold on, let me turn this back up. And, If I Could. Here we go.
If I could, I'd protect you from the sadness in your eyes. Give you courage in a world of compromise. Yes, I would. If I could, I would teach you all the things I've never learned. And I'd help you cross the bridges that I burned. Yes, I would. If I could, I would try to shield your innocence from time. But the part of life I gave you is in mine. I'll watch you grow so I can let you go.
Sally Bloom.
Ask me after the song.
But I know that I can never cry your tears, babe. But I would if I could. If I could, in a time and place where you don't want to be, you don't have to. More than I can do, but I would if I could. If I could, I would try to shield your innocence from time, but the part of life I gave you. Get through the hungry years, but I know that I can never cry your tears.
Okay, so, bro, what did you want to say?
Hold on. So, do you know? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I wanted to say that that song took me all the way back 30-some years when my oldest son, well, not my oldest son, my youngest son, was being born, and his grandmother came up there and sung the song in his mother's stead because she had to go get operated on.
Okay, you're gonna have to take that key out of the ignition.
All right, my fault. Now, what it was while my kid's mother was being operated on, because they had to take her immediately after she gave birth, his grandmother came in and sung that song right there. And it just took me all the way back. And I ain't know whether or not you was gonna go off with the song or before the song went off, so I almost had to interrupt you. I'm sorry about that.
That is fine, but we don't interrupt during the songs. But I am checking the chat, so I'm trying to keep up. And Shailene says, good story, bro. That was touching. So on that note, Crazy Lady, thank you for liking my purple hat that I have on. She's spying on me on YouTube. But anyway, Stephanie, I'm sorry. I didn't even see all these comments that you were making. I was so engrossed in this show today. But we have another show tomorrow that'll get deep and get into the weeds, whatever. So anyway, everyone, enjoy your day and evening. Thank you, as always, for coming. Minnesota, thank you very much for the gift. Thank you, everyone, for liking the show. I truly appreciate you all, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.